Okay, v'zeich nishmas Daniel, Hashem v'aser shul falak. First, I want to welcome everybody. You know, it's been a long week for me, as you know, on the patir of my father, Hareini Kaparas Mishkovo. And I want to thank everyone for being, you know, supportive and helping with making calls and food and everything. Okay, so, and thank you all for coming on tonight at a very short notice. And it's good to see you, Zusha.
Shlomo.
Shlomo Gazin, the Talmud, he's here. Let me say hello to everybody. Ezra Hagler, Jacob Silberger, Avi J, Max. Max, thank you. I can't thank you enough, Max. And Avram Levitt, Avi J, Yehuda Shitris, Izzy Freeman, Eitan Metzger, Gideon Badler, Rav Poppers, Rabbi Kiva Poppers, Ezra Stern, Aaron Gukin, Shlomo Gazin, Gary Noller, Vincian Gelernter, Max Kirschblum, Ellie Laurie. Ellie?
Hello, Rabbi. Remember me?
Of course I remember you. Are you in Eretz Israel now?
No, I'm back in America right now.
Oh, you're back.
I was kind of cut off from Israel.
Okay. Wow. Okay, I miss you.
Thanks, I miss you too, Rebbe.
Let me see your face. If everyone who's here, if they can show them. I'd love to see everyone's face.
You could press stop video, that's how.
Avi, who's this? Oh, Avi.
Hi.
Avi Arbersfeld, I want to express my condolences to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Avi's grandfather, was unfortunately Nifter this week. Rabbi Arbersfeld, who was a very important person in the YU community. I got to speak to your father.
Yeah, he mentioned.
Yeah. And Ellie Laurie, wow, so good to see you. Okay, Jacob Silberger, Avram, okay. Okay, as I said before, you know, it's very hard to give a shir at Haggadah Shel Pesach after we finish the Haggadah. So we'll try to do one tonight. Maybe we can do one tomorrow morning early. And, okay. So, we know we begin the Seder with Halach Ma'anyo, right? Which is a very interesting way of beginning, because the idea being that we're saying a paragraph in Aramaic. A paragraph in Aramaic. Halach manya. So the simple pshat. Well, why are we saying it in Aramaic? Is because the Malbim writes, because that's what they did in Bavel. In Bavel, this was the copy of how they started the Haggadah in Bavel. And Bavel, the spoken language, was Aramaic. You know, that's what the Malbim explains, why we say, Kol Divchin Yesei V'Yechol, you know, it doesn't make sense. You can't, Kol Ditzrich Yesei V'Yifsach, it doesn't make sense to invite people to eat the Korban Pesach together. If we said the Korban Pesach has to be Limnuyov, you can't just show up at the Seder and say, I'm joining. You have to have signed up, you know, before when the Pesach was brought. Hi, Nimrod.
Hi, Rabbi.
Okay, so the Malbim says this was all from Bavel. It's a Zecher, what they did in Bavel of inviting people to the Seder in Bavel, and there wasn't a real Korban Pesach there. And that's why it's in Aramaic. That's the Malbim writes is the simple pshat. But there is a Haggadah Shel Pesach on page 9 of the Arugas HaBosam from Moshe Greenwald. It was the Arugas HaBosam on page 9. That's the Shar Blot of the Arugas HaBosam. You have the packets in front of you, Rabosai?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Yaakov, tell us. Ooh-wah.
I have the physical Haggadah, Arugas HaBosam.
Oh, okay. So good to see you. Who's Donnie? Donnie who? Donnie? Okay. So, the Arugas HaBosam has a famous pshat I was discussing with Rav Avram Levitt the other day. And he says like this, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. This pshat, you know, I've heard say many years ago, but I'm going to also share with you a new pshat that I only heard this year in the Arugas HaBosam. So if you look on page 6, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Amar Rab Yochanan kol ha'shol tzracho b'loshon Arami. Anyone who davens in loshon Arami, ein malachi ha'sharis nithkakim lo. The malachi ha'sharis won't be able to help him out. She'ein malachi ha'sharis makirin b'loshon Arami. So the malachim don't understand Aramaic. So the Gemara is asking, so how come when the Gemara says if you have a person who's not well, you daven for him in Aramaic? Hamakom yifkadoch l'sholom l'shule b'tficha. So the Gemara says, shiny choyle d'shchina imo. The Gemara says that a choyle, the Shechina is with him. So since a choyle, the Shechina is with him, so then you don't need the malachim. So therefore, if you're davening by a choyle, so then you don't have to daven. You can daven even Loshon Aramis, because you don't need the malachim. The Shechina himself is there. The malachim are the conduit to bring the tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if the Shechina himself is there, you don't need the malachim, so then you don't need, you can even speak in Aramaic. Because we don't need the malachim to transfer the tefillah to the Ribbono Shalom, because the Ribbono Shalom himself is there. So that's the that's what the Gemara says. So the Arugas HaBosam quotes the Zohar on page 7. That the Zohar says that when Klal Yisrael are saying Yitzias Mitzrayim, the night of the Seder, so he says, Zamin iyu l'michdei b'shchinta la'alma. Kud shachadi bahu sipa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy. And konis kud shabrichu l'chol palmalia delay. He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathers together all his celestial beings in Shemayim to come to hear the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Wow. So that's what the Arugas HaBosam in his Haggadah Halal Nirtza says. That's the pshat in why we start the Haggadah in Aramaic, to show that the Shechina is there. That we don't need malachim. I mean, the malachim come also, but the Shechina is there. So since the Shechina is there, so then you don't need the malachim who are going to bring it up to the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is there himself. So that just like the Gemara says in Shabbos, that whenever we want, whenever you daven for a chole, since the Shekhinah is there, you can have it b'losh and aramis. Because if the Shekhinah is not there, then the malachim are the conduits to bring the tefillos up to Shemayim, and then the malachim can't be the conduits if it's Aramaic, because malachim don't understand Lashon Aramis. So that's an old vort of Shechel Kod, Rav Avadi Yosef has an Azagada, and, you know, it was a very interesting vort. But now, I want to show you something new that... I never saw before on the same question of why. It's on page 15 in the Agudas Ezov and the Agudas Shal Pesach, Agudas Ezov, which is the son of the Arugas Abosim, Avram, the son of the Arugas Abosim, but he quotes the B'nai Yisoschar, that says a fabulous idea that we're going to look now on page 17 and 18, and then we'll go back to page 15. So take a look on page 18. He says an unbelievable thing. What is Alanisim v'alapurkan? Right? Getting to Hanukkah. Alanisim v'alapurkan. So he says, what's the purpose? Alanisim is miracles, it's Hebrew. Purkan is Aramaic, like we say on Shabbos the Davening, Yukum Purkan Mishamaya. So what's the purpose of discussing the Alanisim v'ala Purkan? So says the B'nai Yisoschar here on page 18. Ala Purkan, Purkan Uloshan Targum. Purkan is Aramaic. Shall Yeshua. I mean, the Aramaic translation of Yeshua, of salvation, Yukum Purkan Mishamaya, Prok Yas Amach, Migogal, you know, Prok, Purkan, is what? Is the Aramaic word for Yeshua. Vayosha Hashem Bayomahu, Betageminan uparik Hashem. V'chein emo shi'ala by the Nara Marasa. Lays the parik law. So he says, why did we have the Lashon Alanisim Alapurkan? What's the purpose? Why don't we just say Alanisim? Alanisim v'ala Yeshuos. Why Alanisim v'alapurkan? Why first start in Hebrew and then in Aramaic? Vanira, on page 19, Tinei Kasha Halonisim Harbe Nasul Yisrael. A famous question. Shecht always discussed that there are many miracles that happened to Klal Yisrael. V'lo tiknu l'zikor l'doros l'asos ha'yomim she'ira b'hem ha'neis yomtev. And not every miracle that happened in Jewish history is there a yomtev for that particular miracle. K'mo she'tiknu b'chanukah Purim. Lama lo osu l'zikor neis Yoshua. Right, Yeshua, Shemesh begivon dom, right? He stopped the sun. So he did a miracle. No, how come there's no yanta for that? A lot of different miracles by different people. And there's no nisim. So what's the pshat? Ach, hu dehinei al neis v'yeshua hanasa l'Yisrael, who al yidei she mizgala eze or elyon b'shamayim mimal, al yidei ze mishava hanes b'zman hatzorech. Yinei lefamim gzeres hayotze nikva hanes b'shamayim mimal, v'hanyu she nikva hadova asher b'chol shonam v'shonam v'higia hazman hazeh, shuv nizgala ha'or ahu b'shamayim mimal. Moshe yom b'pam harishon. He says like this, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a miracle, and the miracle is one time in history. It's for one situation and one time, and that's it. So that type of nes, you don't make a yontif for. Because it's a one-time thing. But sometimes the pshat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates something in the world, a miraculous thing, and he put it in the world, but not only for this time, that every subsequent year that Zman will come again, the Ha'aros of that particular Koach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the world comes back. And that's those original Oros come back every year. So he says like this. So he says on page 20. Vinei Or Hamizgala B'Shaita B'Esit Starchus HaYeshua, who was the original Or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created when they needed a salvation. That's the Hizgalus of Hashem. That's the Iker Hizgalus. And then what comes back on a yearly basis, that's a Zecher Lidoros. Zecher Osam Linifl Osof. Loshen Zocher Mashpil Molid. The Zocher is Mashpia. Al Kein B'chol Shon of Hashanah Or HaMeir Hu Ke'ei Mekabel Me'or HaIkari. In other words, the original Or comes back. Zichru Nifl Osof. Hainu Lita Koach HaMashpia. So he says, Loshen Targum Hu Matzronis. Look in the bottom footnote in the Yodei Bein. Hu Loshen Gvul. Hainish Loshen Targum Govel Loshen HaKodesh Lefishu HaGvul Bein Kodesh L'chol. In other words, Loshen HaKodesh is the Kedusha, and the Targum is like a border. It borders on the Kedusha, not letting anything enter. It's the buffer between the Loshen HaKodesh and Chol is the Targum. So he says like this. V'nei ha'neshes nizgalu b'zmanam tztarach nikra tshua. Loshen Kodesh. He says, the miracle that happens, the original time, that when we went out of Mitzrayim, and there was miracles because we needed to have the miracle, that's called a tshua, salvation, Loshen Kodesh. Aval ha'or shemizgalu b'chol shana v'shana, that's getting its light from the original Or. You see, in other words, not every year do we need a Yeshua, like they did in the year of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, we needed a Yeshua, and therefore we had this light that was put in the world. And then every subsequent year, we get a refraction, we're makabel from that original Or. And that's called porkon. Asisa tshua gedola uforkon kayamazeh. The original thing was the tshua gedola. Forkon is the reverberation, coming back of the Oros that happened in the original time. That's a famous, I think, from the Kedushas Levi and others, what it says in Chanukah, that Lashona Acheres, they made Chanukah. Why did they make Chanukah right away? Only on the Lashona Acheres? Because, so the Sfarim write, I think Kedushas Levi and maybe others, that because when Chazal didn't know whether they should be Misakin Chanukah to be a Yontif, because maybe it was a one-time thing. But once the next year came, and they saw that the Oros came back, that's the forkum. So that's the pshat. Al hanisim, al apurkum. Al purkum is the coming back. The targum is not the original. The original was the Lashon HaKodesh, and then the coming back of whatever and that's why we know we have a yontif every year, because the original oros that were put into the bria when we really were in Mitzrayim and we really needed to come out, come back, and as many have pointed out this year, you know, one could say that we really need these oros. We maybe even need the original tshuva. But at least the oros of that time. So Alanisim is the original Nes, it's the original Yeshua. Valapurkan, the Targum, is the coming back of the original Giloy. So says, now we can go back to page 15. And in the Agudas Eggs of Haggadah, he says, on page 15, Halach man yakvay hiram forshim, why is the Haggadah Shal Pesach begin in Aramaic? So before we quoted from the Arugas HaBosan, that's his father, to say that we want to show that the Shechin is there, and whenever the Shechin is there, we could speak Aramaic, because we don't need the Malachim to bring it to the Shechinah, because the Shechinah himself is there. But now he's saying another pshat based on this Bidei Yisoschar. Yesh l'farish b'siyat d'shmaya al pi man shapirish t'svarim ha'kadoshim b'nei Yisoschar had the omrim al anisa v'al purkan purkan b'loshen targum v'lam an tiknu b'loshen targum who's al v'kotcha al onisim harbe. So then he quotes the Bidei Yisoschar and he says the first word in the line is b'nei Yisoschar and then l'famim g'zeir siyosin nikva anes b'shamayim mal l'doros. In other words, sometimes Hashem makes a nes, and it was needed a certain time, but he basically puts something that's going to recur on a yearly basis in the Teva. So, in other words, Chazal were able, with their Ruach HaKodesh, to know, or to feel whether this nes is only a one-time thing or it's going to be a recurring thing put in the bria. Then they made it a yontif l'doros. So the original or now comes and lights up this new receptacle. And that's what Targum is. Targum is not Lashon Kodesh, but it's the receptacle from the Lashon. It's the closest thing. It's the closest thing to the Lashon HaKodesh. Right? The original thing is called the Tshua. That's the original Or. But the thing that comes back yearly, and then we're Mekabel, the Or, that's the Targum. V'nei kol shekein b'neis di tzias Mitzrayim tu shorosh l'chol hanisim. V'vadai niskala or b'chol shona. The or comes back. Mishnah b'fureshes d'snan on page 16. B'chol dor v'ador chayev liros is atzmo kiilu yotzim Mitzrayim. So what's the idea? That's this idea, because it comes with mitzvah sipur yitzias Mitzrayim. The Oros are coming back. That's why the original Oros are coming back. And that's why we, just like Alanisim v'ala Purkan, Purkan is the Choser, the coming back of those original Oros. And that's why we start Halachmanya, to show that we're at the Seder and we're Margish, or Chazal were able to be Margish, that there's something special that's happening now. That those original oros, those original kochos that are put on Shemayim are reverberating and coming back on a yearly basis. It wasn't just a one-time thing. And that's his pshat. And our Aramis, Lashon Targum, is that idea. It was Aramis borders around the Lashon HaKodesh. It's not the Lashon HaKodesh itself, it's bordering on that. And that's how he explains the beautiful, beautiful idea. And especially, as he said, as many have pointed out, this year, when people really feel that they're in Shibud, they feel confined, they feel they need a Geula. So even more, we need to tap in to those original Oros, to the Nisim, but to the Purkan, for the Purkan, to the Aramis, to the Targum, which is bordering around the Lashon HaKodesh, showing that the original Oros are coming back. Let's take a look now in the Haggadah on page 3, the famous Yochol Me Rosh Chodesh. I might think we should start the Haggadah on Rosh Chodesh. Talmud Lomar Bayomahu. Davka Bayomahu, on this particular day. I Bayomahu, Yochol Me Bod Yom. Talmud Lomar Bavorze, Lo Amarti, El Bashah, Sheish Matzah, Umar Munachim Lufanecha. Davka Bashah, Sheish Matzah, Umar Munachim Lufanecha. So let's take a look in the Oiv Yisrael, the Apterav.
Leave it off until tomorrow morning if it would happen.
So let's take a look in the Orv Yisrael on page 23. Good. Yochol Mirosh Chodesh. Hine, page 23. Be'emes, afi matino k'shoel sa'av sh'eilazu b'shar yimos hashana. In other words, l'chora, any time, and this is going to be tied in to what we said before, any time of the year, a child could sit with his father and he could tell them about Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the Torah is telling us, the Chol Yimos Hashana, Achim Yomer Laben, Asipo Yitzis Mitzrayim, Lo Yiyu, page 24, As Hadvar Misyashim Belivo, Lo Yikantsu Ba'oznov, Kizet Toli Be'munus Alev. In other words, the only, what? Only at certain times in the year, or do we say that the person will be a proper receptacle. V'zeh shomer Torah bavur zeh. Balagadol omardi al-mishal sheyesh matzo morim monochim lefanecha. Ratzalomer b'lel Pesach shaz mizgalim ha'oros ha'mochim asher romzim zolaz ha'matzva mor v'zu alayl mizgal anu or ha'seichel v'emes v'emuna v'chofeif b'layla zeh al-kol zer Yisrael as chishatoshiv levincha teshuva. He's special time on the night of Pesach that the moach is opened and whatever the father teaches could penetrate in a way, just like we said that the oros of Geula are reverberating Pesach night, so too the hashpa of being able to have an open your mind and open your heart to have the emuna come in is dafka Pesach night. Vaday kantsu divrei av v'yamin b'emes mitzias Mitzrayim. B'shay yimos hashana sh'az hachashchos dover ba'olam. There's darkness in the world. Vaday zel lo yuchol haben l'kabel divrei aviv l'amin b'hem. But the night, just like this idea that the night, you know, the Sfarim quote the Pasuk Laila Kayom Yoyer, that the night of Seder is like a day. It's like the daytime. And just like the night of Pesach is Mesugol for Yeshuos, that's the Nisim ala Purkan. That's the Purkan. That's the Targum. That's the reverberation. Same thing. This night is special. This night is special that it's Mesugol to have a special Havana for the Talmud, for the Ben, to learn from his father. And that's Yochol Mirosh Chodesh. you might think, but b'shoshiyesh matzo morer munochem b'fanecha. Now, we know, we say in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, on page 5, Ve'otiyenu Hashem Mitzrayim, lo al yidei malach, lo al yidei saraf, Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzma. Took us out of Mitzrayim. So let's take a look in the Haggadah Shal Pesach Vayichi Yosef, who was, you know, from that dynasty of the Arugas Habosim, the son of the Vayagid Yaakov, who was the son of the Arugas Habosim, on page 27. Vikesi chol b'chor be'etz Mitzrayim aniv lo sarach. Yesh lo matam lama hayam makos b'choros al yidei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why did the makos b'choros was al Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvod of atzma? Because the Medrash says the saro shal esav shal Mitzrayim ta'an manishtanu anu me'elum elum me'elum, right? We have the Medrash here on page 28. They were asking, why are we different? Why is Klal Yisrael different than us? We're over the Avodah Zarah there also. So Yisheshiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kulmata Dan Onus Kiratzon Dibnei Yisrael Hayolam Achshav Tova. V'chay Yisrael Zochul V'inotzol B'schus Machshav Tova. He said Klal Yisrael, if you look here, they were meshubat. They had tiruf hadas. Their mind wasn't clear. So they did averus, but that's very different than when your mind is clear and you're still doing averus. So he writes here, Tosis in Shabbos, it says, whereas Mashmah, the way he's saying, Malachim einim yodim achshavos b'nei adam. We said Malachim don't know Aramaic. Malachim just can see actions. They don't know people's machshavos. So the whole idea that Klal Yisrael were different than the Egyptians is because we didn't have the bad machshavos. In other words, we were in Mavulbal. So we didn't have a clear mind when we did whatever we did.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I didn't understand that Tosus, because if you look on page 6 at the Tosus itself, seems like Tosus is saying the opposite.
Yeah, right. So I'm gonna get to that in a second. Avram is making a point that Tosus says, if you look at Tosus says on page 6 that when he says the Malachim don't understand Aramaic, as we said before, so he asks a question, feel machshavas shebelev, if they know machshavas, so certainly they know Aramaic. But maybe he's understanding that that's the answer, that they don't know machshavas. They don't know machshavas. And that's the, even though he says they do know machshavas, but that's the answer, they don't know machshavas. They only could see the Malachim could see superficially. They could see actions. So if you look at two people, they're both worshipping Avodah Zarah. So why is his action different than his action? The answer is, but Klal Yisrael didn't do it as a presence of mind. They did it because they were very torrid. They were working. They didn't have a clarity of mind. So Bemela, in according to the Malachim, Klal Yisrael is no different than the Umas HaOlam. Because if you look from the physical Chitzonius, it's all the same. But that's why you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the difference. He sees what their mindset was and what their mindset was. And Klal Yisrael's mindset was torrid. Therefore, the fact that they wanted to do something that was not proper, it was out of tiruf hadas. There wasn't clarity of thought. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that distinction. Whereas the Mitzrim was at clarity of thought and still were Oved Avodah Zarah. Hashem sees that distinction, and therefore sees the distinction that the Makas Bechoris is only on Mitzrayim and not on Klal Yisrael. Halkein lohaisa Makas Bechoris al de Malach, ki Amalachim ein makir ma machshavos v'lo yivchanu bein Bechorim Mitzrayim l'vchor Yisrael. Lakim machshavosam hatova. Havalafon of Yisbarach niglu machshavosam hatova shal b'nei Yisrael lachim bo bechvodu v'atzmo lahakos Bechorim Mitzrayim. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that makes that distinction. The Malachim can't make that distinction. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who not only sees the physical, but sees, penetrates into the pneumius of each and every individual. And can distinguish. It's not just, and that's the Medrash here on page 28. Dover Acher, Amayim Lem Chom, Yoretz, Amoel, V'Omar, Ribon Shalolom. Lo avdul Yisrael avodah zarah b'Mitzrayim v'atal osel lunisim. Didn't Klal Yisrael worship avodah zarah b'Mitzrayim? So why are you doing miracles for them? Hayam hashmiya kol olusar shal yom mitzvali leim chema v'bikesh natal b'miyad eshev lo kodesh baruch hu shodu shabolam v'chi l'daitam avdua. They didn't do it willfully. They didn't do it with clarity of mind. Halo lo avdua el mitoch shibud mitoch tiruf das. And that's why loyal day malach v'loyal day sarif. Makas Bechoris that makes that distinction.
Mommy,
it's okay. It's back. Is loyal day malach loyal day sarif. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could show that distinction. That was number three. And the last thing I want to discuss tonight is Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu. Rachshav Kirvano Mokam Lavadoso, and that's here in the Or of Yisrael on page 24. Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu. So he says a vort. Hakavara b'sibul hazeh. He says, why are we saying this idea that Klal Yisrael was originally Oved Avodah Zarah? And v'achshav kirvanu hamokom lavadoso. He says, the Be'emes says on page 24, b'layla hazeh anu mishabchim amodim l'shmo yisborach al kol hatov v'nisim ונפלוס שעושו אימנו בצייסנו ממצרים. מעשים ומגנים כל הראש של עובדי עבודה זרה. נהי מישהו צדיק מקורה. He says, a person who is a צדיק מקורה, and this, the Dubna Magid has this word as well. He says, a person who was born a צדיק, he never did anything wrong. So, he can't speak about evil and why evil is bad. Because he never tasted these things. He never tasted Avodah Zarah. He never Aval misha haya mikodem me'ovde avera. V'chakach som elibo v'shov mechatov. And a person who originally knows what Avodah Zarah is, was exposed to the world, and rejects it. U'miyaz v'hala bochel l'dabek etzatzmo ba'atov. This person who knows what evil is, who is exposed to evil, who tasted sheker, who tasted avera, and now he rejects it, he is the one who could say, who could give testimony on the truth of the Torah. Because other people could say, you know, you never tasted it. You don't know. How are you saying that this is no good? Machmas shekvar tam kol ha tanugim michelkei ara. Hevel havolim. He says shloam hamelach. Say hevel havolim, because he ruled on the whole world, and he saw every pleasure in the world, and he still says it's all hevel havolim. So that's why we say Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu. That originally Klal Yisrael was Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They had the Tam Isser. Aval Pikei Nasu Lima Machakach Umasu Bara V'Achshav Kervah Ramokim Lavodoso. Zeh Shem Sapra Kosov Eich Hashem Yisbarach Sirif V'Libein as Hakness Yisrael Bochar Bavram. And that's what the Dubna Magid says, that Avraham was Bikol B'nei Terech, V'chach Nolam and Yitzchak. V'zeh Holi Nes Yaakov Ves Esav, V'nosan Chodesh Baruch Hu L'Esav Tzah Seyer, Adai Ho Sigim, Shal Kein Hutzrach Yaakov V'nov L'Erei Mitzrayim, V'sham and Tztarfu Kutzrof, Kesev Ves Baru, V'nislabdu Heitev. Hein Yiratzon Yishmar, V'nislabdu Heitev, K'roi Al Dei B'Shev, Zitkeru Tzeh. So he says, that's the thing. Klal Yisrael, our forefathers were idol worships. And then they saw the emes, and they told us what the emes is. But we trust them because they know, they were exposed to everything. And yet they know, they told us what emes is. And that's what the Dubna Magid said about Avraham Avinu. The Chazal say he was a tzaddik meikara. What do you mean he was a tzaddik meikara? He was Oved Avodah Zarah the first years of his life. The answer is, yeah, but he was Makarev people. And the only way he was Makarev people, says the Dubna Magid, is because he could say, well, people could say, well, you never know, you don't know what Avodah Zarah is, how can you say it's no good? So Avraham Avinu could reply, no, I did. And therefore, Lemafreya, he gets credit for those years that he was over at Avodah Zarah, because those years where he was able, the Mafreya, to relate to other people and tell them what the emes is and the emun is. So that's why we stress mitchila of the mekachova. Don't think Klal Yisrael, our forefathers, were just people that, you know, didn't know, weren't exposed. They were exposed, and yet they rejected the sheker, and that's what we come to learn from it. Okay, Rabbosai, so let's just review what we discussed tonight. Halach Ma'anyo, we discussed why it's Aramaic, because the Gemara in Shabbos, we saw from the Arugas Abosam, that the Gemara in Shabbos says that when the Shechina is there, you can speak Aramaic, because the Malachim don't understand Aramaic, but we don't need the Malachim. The Shechina comes directly to us. And to show, based on the Zohar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his whole entourage come to the Seder. So the Shechina is there. To show that, we start in Aramaic. To show we don't need, no one's bringing our Haggadah up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't need a conduit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right here now. And then we discussed the B'nai Yisoschar, that some miracles happen one time, and that's it. Therefore, we don't make Yom Tovim for them. But the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts certain oros in the world that reverberate every single year that they come back to us, those are the miracles that have a Yom Tovim. And that's what Pesach is. It's a yontif that was needed originally for Yetzias Mitzrayim, but then we get those oros back. And that's Al HaNisim for Al HaPorkon, says the B'nai Zohar. The Nisim are the Nisim of the original Yeshua. Porkon is the reverberation, is the coming back. And that's the same thing happens the night of Pesach. That we and the Targum represents the reverberation. That's the border of Lashon HaKodesh. And then we said, Yochol Mirosh Chodesh, that just like the Oros come back, the Zman of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Leil Pesach, is a Zman that that's mesugal to be a clay kibul. That some people, you know, they're not a clay kibul. They don't want to. But this is the time that our hearts and minds are opened up. And then we say lo yadei malach, because a malach can only see superficially. He can't see them as he understands Tosis. He understands that two people could be doing the same thing, but it's very different. Klal Yisrael was doing Avodah Zarah and Mitzrayim, but Klal Yisrael was doing it else, with the lack of clarity of mind, with Tiruf Hadas. So therefore they weren't. So therefore, the concept that Klal Yisrael deserves to be treated differently than the Umas Olam is only understood by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not by the Malachim. And Mitchila over the Varazara Hayu Avoseinu is the idea of what? Of that we have a Masorah from our forefathers. And our forefathers weren't just people who didn't know the world. They knew the world. They knew Avodah Zarah. They knew everything. And then they came to the realization to reject it. And therefore, that's why their Masorah is a Masorah that could relate to everybody. That just like the Dubna Magid said, Avraham Avinu could relate to everybody. Because mitchila oved over the Zora, and that's the idea of the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the special night. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is there. We have special ability to open up our hearts and our minds, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu sees the pnimius of each person, and it's his man that the original Yeshua comes back. It wasn't just a one-time thing. It's the Nisim and the Purkan. The Nisim is the original, and the Purkan is the reverberation, is the Kol is coming back. And Bez Hashem, you know, especially this year, of all the years that we've seen, that people feel, as some people have mentioned, a Meitzar, a Lachatz, a confinement. Min HaMeitzar Karaziko, as many people have pointed out. Anani BaMerchavka. And then we need those original oros that took us out of Mitzrayim, took us out of that lachatz, especially this year. So Rabose, again, I want to thank everybody for coming tonight. This is the first shiur that I was able to give since the p'tir of my father, Hareini Kaparis Mishkovo. And again, I want to thank everyone for your support during this time. It was not an easy time. And Bez Hashem, I'd like to give maybe tomorrow morning you'll get back to me. You'll speak to Ilan and Max, and maybe we'll have a shiur. Maybe you tell me when it's good, 9:30, 10, I don't know. Because this way we could do the second Haggadah Shel Pesach packet. Those are the two packets. I wanted to make more packets for Haggadah Shel Pesach, but then the library closed on me. So what can I tell you? You know. So I thank you all. Let me just say hello to everybody. Yehuda, it's good to see you. Avi Arbisfeld, you should be well. You should have a nechama. Akiva Poppers, it's great to see you. The Gook, it's so good to see the Gook. And Gilad Badner. Nimrod.
Hi, Rabbi.
Good to see you. Harav Lu Shlita, Danny Lu Shlita. Benzion Galerter, my neighbor. Good to see you. Izzy Feeman, Shlita.
Good to see you, Rabbi.
Okay, Avi J. Schwartz.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well.
Rabbi, looking forward to Shiran Harabias.
Yeah. Yara Nola, Shlita.
David Klein.
Yeah. Okay. Who's David? Which David is this?
David Amster.
David Amster. Ah, okay. I'd love to see your face.
I'm trying to figure that out on my phone. I can't seem to.
Yeah, Hoodie will help you out.
You know where Mute is?
Yeah, here. How are you in Klein?
Shimon Lindblad.
No, I'm so impressed.
I can't show your face for
you. Are you on in Klein or is that a picture?
I'm the only one here. What's the danger?
Ruvi, it's so good to see you.
In the background.
How are you?
Ezri Hagler, Jacob Silberger, Eitan Metzger, Avram Levitt.
Hi, Rabbi.
Okay.
And you forgot.
Yeah, Simon Kids. What is it? Shalpicha Simon?
Yeah.
Simon Kids. Again, it's good to see you. So you'll discuss amongst yourself and speak to Elon and Max or whatever. Of maybe we should have one more shiur in the morning to have the second packet on Haggadah Shel Pesach. And again, who's Ari's phone? Who is that? Okay, I can't hear you.
He's muted.
Who's that? Ari's phone?
You're muted.
You're muted.
It's Ari Mirza.
Oh, hi. Wow. Muted. Okay. When is the bris, Bez Hashem? B'sha tov u'mitzlachas. Mazel tov to Ari. Ari, should be well. Mazel bracha. Okay. And I thank everyone. And good to see you all. And hopefully we'll see each other tomorrow. So let me know. Tell Elon, tell Max, and then, you know, what? Maybe 9:30, maybe 10. Maybe that would be a good, you know, short shir and Haggadah Shel Pesach. And then, you know, okay. Okay, so Bez Hashem, thank you all. We'll see you hopefully tomorrow, Bez Hashem. B'shatov and Mitzvah.
Good night, Rabbi.
Good night. Good night.